Alaska VA spokeswoman Marcia Hoffman DeVoe says the agreement signed in May allows Native health care providers to directly bill the VA for care provided to veterans.
Even though we have probably the largest geographic area of any state, our veterans in Alaska will probably have the best access to either directly provided VA health care or care that we purchase from a community or Alaska Native provider.
Lincoln Bean Sr. of CAKE is a board member for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and Alaska Native Health Systems. He's not a veteran himself, but he helped negotiate the agreement because when he was growing up, those who served were among the most respected members of his community.
World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan. And I kept hearing they're not getting the benefits they should be getting. And that's why this is happening today.
While Anchorage and Fairbanks have hosted stand-downs for years, the event at Centennial Hall Friday and Saturday was the first one held in Southeast Alaska. It's part of the VA's effort to expand its presence in the state. The Southeast Native Veterans Group opened the event with the presentation of colors.
Order.
Tony Mills is an Army vet from Hoonah who served during Vietnam. He says he's had issues with the VA in the past. During a visit to a VA clinic in Anchorage in 1998, Mills says the doctor didn't even know what branch of the service he'd been in.
He said, "How long were you in the Marine Corps?" I told him, "Marine Corps, I never was in the Marine Corps." I told him I got drafted in the Army.
Mills says he's glad to hear about the new sharing agreement, which he plans to take advantage of at the search clinic in Hoonah. He also says the two-year-old VA clinic in Juneau's federal building should make it easier to access the medical tests he needs.
I'll be coming back just coming Wednesday for the hearing test that we're, I guess they're going to have it up on the 6-4. And the Coast Guard doctor from Mount Edgecom, and he come over, and this is the one that got me going on this.
This bag's going to be some full.
Stand-down events date back to Vietnam, when frontline soldiers would rotate to a safe and secure area for hot meals, medical treatment, and new uniforms. Traditionally, non-combat stand-downs focus on homeless vets and vets in need. The VA brought two semi-truckloads of military surplus gear to Juneau for the Southeast stand-down. Socks, underwear, jackets, backpacks, and other supplies filled one of the ballrooms at Centennial Hall, available to any vet who needed something. Ex-Marine Dan Roberts came looking for a new sleeping bag.
I sleep on my boat, and it gets kind of chilly now because I don't use my heater at night.
We have you a sleeping bag liner, the shell.
As he collected his new sleeping bag from a volunteer, Roberts talked about how much it and all the other supplies mean to him.
Shoes, bag, sleeping bag, deluxe, and other clothing, socks and underwear, and you name it, lunch. I'm overwhelmed.
For those veterans who couldn't make it to the stand down in Juneau, the VA arranged for gear to be shipped to smaller communities throughout Southeast. The VA's Marcia Hoffman DeVoe says the agency would like to see a local nonprofit organize it into an annual event. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.